My talk's about the history of reading in 18th century Britain, specifically about the reading habits of one particular woman for whom an awful lot of material survives, including reading notebooks and book catalogues, letters in which she discussed her reading. And really my lecture will be showing how we can use her experiences of books to illustrate what reading meant to people in 18th century Britain.
It sounds quite a bit of an interesting window into the habits of people of a certain class, a certain education at that time.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the history of reading is a pretty new subject, really. Scholars have only started to recognise in the last couple of decades that reading is something that has a history, and that by looking at how reading went in the past, we can start to sort of understand how they thought, understand a little bit better about how they saw their world and why they acted the way they did.
It's a different way of finding out more about people at the time, I guess.
Yes, definitely, yeah. And all sorts of things that we think of as pretty mundane today look very differently if you start to open up the reading journal of a gentleman who lives in the second half of the 18th century. Something as simple as education. The lecture talks quite a bit about how informal reading within the family and within friendship groups really takes the place of a formal school education before secondary education became compulsory in this country.
Tell us a little bit more about this particular female reader.
She lived in a very small country town called Nairn in the north-east of Scotland. She was the younger daughter of quite a well-to-do family who had been landowners and farmers in Nairnshire for many, many generations. But certain circumstances in her life meant she actually ended up taking possession of the land and estates and title of Kilrock, which is where she's from, after brothers and her father died, which was very unexpected but has a particular impact on the way she decides to read and the way she decides to treat her family and her children.
What were her favourite books, her favourite things she liked to read?
Ooh, the honest answer would probably have to be the Bible and other devotional texts. Those are the sorts of books she reads every single day, but she also reads very widely amongst many other genres. So she does read very many novels and takes a lot of notes down on history books and travel literature, philosophy, all sorts of things really. And the lecture takes you through how she read those different genres.